sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living. I thought I was living. There's a difference in living and living well. Living well. I'm living well.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of recently hired employees at the FAA have now been fired. Sources at the IRS say 15,000 workers there have been identified for possible termination as well. All of it at the direction of Elon Musk's newly created Department of Government Efficiency. And now,
questions are swirling over who actually runs DOGE. In a new court filing, the White House clarifies that Elon Musk is not the administrator, but did not say who is. A judge is considering whether to block DOGE from firing government employees and accessing data from certain departments. A ruling is expected as soon as today.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington. In Toronto, 18 people are still hospitalized after a regional jet crash landed at Pearson International Airport on Monday, flipping over. Most passengers strapped into their seats made it out safely. High-level delegations from the U.S. and Russia talking in Saudi Arabia on ending the war in Ukraine without Ukraine taking part in negotiations. This is ABC News. At a vigil in upstate New York.
He was a good soul. His whole family is. He didn't deserve this.
Lisa Leonard remembering Sam Nordquist, a transgender man from Minnesota, who police say was tortured for weeks and then killed. Five people have now been arrested. Police call the attack, quote, beyond depraved, but now say it does not appear to be a hate crime. New York's governor convening a meeting of New York City leaders today to talk about what she calls a path forward. New York Mayor Eric Adams facing pressure over allegations his federal corruption charges are being dismissed in exchange for help with the Trump administration's efforts to deport undocumented immigrants. Something odd spotted in the middle of a street in New Haven, Connecticut. A baby seal all on its own.
I'm sure they thought it was a joke, but it was not. It was a seal in the street.
Police officer Christian Burkhart, the gray seal, picked up workers by the DEP in the Mystic Aquarium. This is ABC News.
If winter means spending more time indoors, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you because our President's Day sale is going on right now with big savings on what you need to give your home a refresh. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley sofa, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more so you can sleep better. Come into Macy's today and back to a house that feels more like home. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print it all for my business.
Oh, if you can think it, Staples can print it, and we'll beat any print quote.
Oh, great. I'm thinking new brochures and yard signs?
No problem.
I'm thinking calendars, t-shirts, and pens.
Totally.
I'm thinking Staples is the place for printing.
I thought you might think that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in-store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/pricematch for details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Governor Tony Evers will unveil his state budget tonight. Evers has already revealed portions of his budget plan. That includes an overhaul of Wisconsin's correction system, dealing with PFAS contamination of Wisconsin's waters, and investments to support agriculture and reduce the costs of childcare. Wisconsin voters have only one statewide race on the ballot today. That's the primary for state superintendent of public instruction. Incumbent Jill Underly will be challenged by Sauk Prairie superintendent Jeff Wright and Milwaukee education consultant Brittany Kinzer. The two top finishers advance to the April general election. And much-needed snow is helping preparations for this weekend's American Birkebeiner cross-country ski race in northern Wisconsin. Organizers hope temperatures won't be too cold for Saturday's race between Cable and Hayward. Over 14,000 skiers from across the U.S. and around the world are expected for the Berkey. Todd Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
Compeer Home is going to be a dedicated sub-brand of that Compeer Financial that's focused more on rural consumer real estate lending. We really found that Compeer Financial and that brand ties very heavily and has a long history in agriculture. And while what we do, which is home loans, land loans, construction loans, specifically consumer real estate loans, Saliva sub-brand allows us to come across more clearly and concise with our messaging and who we are and why we show up for work every day. What's going to set Compeer Home apart is our focused expertise and resources in a specialized area of lending. Lending in rural areas is different than lending in urban areas. They may have more acres, they may have the ability to produce some income. The property makeup in those rural areas definitely needs that focus and expertise.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Right now, during Mattress Firm's President's Day sale, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core Ultra processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's dell.com/deals.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Another frigid day with sunny skies, a high of only 4 above. Wind chill values, though, as low as 38 below, especially in the morning. Tonight, partly cloudy, dangerously cold again with a low of negative 14. Wind chill values down to 30 below. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, 13 below.
School closings that we have as of this hour: Alma, Cochrane, Fountain City, Durand, Arkansas, Leva, Strum, Elk Mound, Elmwood, and Mondovi schools all closed. Pepin, Plum City, and Spring Valley have e-learning days today. No in-person classes. Again, school closings: Alma, Cochrane, Fountain City, Durand, Arkansas, Leva, Strum, Elk Mound, Elmwood, Mondovi, Pepin, Plum City, and Spring Valley having e-learning days today. No in-person classes. 608, Sears Leroy Parnell. What kind of fool do you think I am? Good morning.
Here you come knocking on my door when you said you don't need me anymore. Do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart after? What kind of fool do you think I am? finally learned. So now that I know what your loving can do, who do you think you're talking to? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of fool do you think I am? Cause you know I don't need you anymore. Now do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart at the bad love? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win.
Made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be. But you stay here right beside me and watch as the storm blows through. And I need you, 'cause God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the day. Divine conspiracy that you, an angel lovely, could somehow fall for me. You'll always be love's great martyr, and I'll be the flattered fool. And I days of doubt.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country 1430.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Barry, Think About It All the Time. 618, I'm Brian Winnikins. And good morning. Temperatures in the teens below zero to even near 20 below zero this morning. Ag weather forecast coming up this hour. We'll also have our newsmaker segment. School closings that we have this morning. Elma, Cochran, Fountain City, Durand, Arkansas, Oliva Strum, Elk Mound, Elmwood, and Mondovi all closed. Pepin, Plum City, and Spring Valley having e-learning days. No in-person classes, but an e-learning day. Again, Elma, Cochran, Fountain City, Durand, Arkansas, Oliva Strum, Elk Mound, Elmwood, and Mondovi schools closed. Pepin, Plum City, Spring Valley all having e-learning days. Dairy Radio Now is next.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Alcivia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Preparing the next generation, our topic today on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, with comments from Nicole Bettinger-Zeidler, consultant with Family Business Consulting Group, on preparing the next generation.
We're talking today about shaping the future and looking ahead to your next generation of employee, your next generation of leadership. So I want to start talking about employee engagement, because an engaged employee is so much easier to develop and prepare than someone who isn't engaged. There's also a lot of pressure on relationships with coworkers. But if you think about the bond that you form with your employees and your coworkers, a lot of those memories that you have could be days where everything seemed to go wrong, but maybe everybody stayed late and pitched in, that you have the shared hardship, that you've built camaraderie as a group. And this is actually a chemical response. There's a release of chemicals in our body in times of struggle that help us cope. So our bodies are actually trying to incentivize us. So employees need opportunities to make decisions and experience the results of those decisions. They need a real job description with real goals and milestones to achieve. Second, you want to give feedback often. Ask questions like, what can I do to better support you? Are there any resources that you need to get your job done? Are you stuck on anything that I could help with? Start with you. Start from the top. Then we want to create this culture of development. So once a year, each person on a team is asked to write down their top three strengths or the areas that they feel like they've most improved, and their three biggest weaknesses or areas that they feel they need the most work. So just an activity like that can get all of your employees involved in not only their development, but the development of their coworkers, their fellow employees. It's all about creating a positive culture. At least get the conversation started. That's how you start working on this culture of development. A lot of times what we see in both family and non-family businesses are when the current generation doesn't want to let go, there's a multitude of different reasons for why. I mentioned identity. It could be that they have a low level of trust in their employees, so they think if they're not there, the company would fail, or they're protective of the next generation. So really, you want to just start talking about this. I will say that until I'm blue in the face. Start talking about these things. I would start, I mentioned this before, with an employee engagement survey. Figure out where you are now. You can use SurveyMonkey or some other anonymous polling tool. If that feels a little too formal, you can have these conversations if you think you're going to get honest feedback from your employees. But figure out where your current state is so then you can plan for your future state. So these are just some sample questions that work well in a survey like this. So what three words would you use to describe our culture? Would you recommend a friend to work here? What do we do better than anyone else? What should we do better than anyone else? And if asked, what would you say our company's values are? So I've had some company leaders are afraid of this type of assessment. You know, they think, well, what if we get a whole bunch of negative feedback back? What do we do with that? That is a great spot to start. Those are all different areas of improvement then. The worst thing you can do is do a survey like this and then not respond to it, because you're going to lose motivation and buy-in from your employees. Like, well, why did I just do that? And if you're doing a survey like this and not just having face-to-face conversations, make sure you keep it anonymous. And one, so you want to figure out where you are now so you can plan for where you want to go next. So a great place to start is evaluating your current state. So that could be your leadership team. It could be what you think the culture is. But again, if you've got a good handle on where you are now, then you can think about your future state, and then what do you need to do to get there? What is missing from your current state that would exist in your future state? And you can start taking the steps to get there. Make a list of the conversations you need to have, and then you can start to prioritize them too. That this can feel like a fire hose. This can feel overwhelming. So if you just start with making a list of the conversations, who do you need to be talking to? And then you can just start checking those off.
That's Nicole Bettinger-Seidler, consultant with the Family Business Consulting Group, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code TRAFFIC25.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
What you're living for, you can stand your ground when the devil's at your door, and a little hope can help you when the road is getting rough. But there's nothing quite like life if you've got love. If you've got love, you can move a mountain. Little bit further down the line, you can do it all at once, one rock at a time. You can turn an ordinary picture into a priceless work of art. It's what you can do if you've got love. Tell your troubles too, but there's just so much a real good friend can do. Cause it takes a lover's touch to chase the darkest blues away. If you've got love, you've got what it takes. If you've got love, you can move a mountain. Little bit further down the line, you can do it all at once, one rock at a time. You can turn an ordinary picture into a priceless work of art. It's what you can do if you've got love in your heart.
Thank you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Michael Montgomery, and if you've got love here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. 17 below in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the March milk contract is traded down 5 cents to 1965. April at 1922, May 1921, June 1862. Cheese markets Friday, barrels were down 1.25 to 181.75. 40-pound blocks steady at 192. 3 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2.25 to 237.75. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 2 to 128. No trades. Dry whey down 0.5 to 55.5. 2 trades on the day. Cattle futures are called mixed today. Hogs called higher. Now, cattle futures are under pressure Friday due to weakness of the cash markets. The feedlots decided to hold out and carry cattle over into this week. Hog futures, meanwhile, were lower on Friday as February went off the board ahead of the extended holiday weekend. Now, the trade is still expecting to see some, obviously, cattle, cash cattle trades this week because of the lack of trade last week. But they're not sure exactly if there's going to be some strength in those cash markets. While hogs are expecting, the trade does expect to see some short covering today and also some higher cash markets. February live cattle open the day today at 197.75, April 194.25, June 190.45. March feeder cattle open at 266.35, April 266.42, May 265. April hogs open at 92.60, May 96.42, June at 104.67. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are slightly higher. Soybeans and wheat are moving up mostly lower as the trade resumes after the pause from yesterday. Now, corn futures are recovering from short losses overnight, while the soybean and wheat markets are down, but they're both off of their overnight lows. Today's new slate will include U.S. grain export inspections. Otherwise, grain markets are likely to pick up where they last left off with a weather-focused trade on both South America, but also the frigid cold weather through the U.S. Midwest. March and May corn this morning, both up 2. March at 498.25, May at 510.75, July up 1.75 to 513, and new crop up 0.5 to 473.5. March beans down 2 this morning at 1034, May down 2.25 to 1050.5, July down 2 to 1066.25, new crop down 2 at 1050. March soybean meal up 10 cents to 296. March soybean oil down 18 cents to 45.89. Chicago wheat this morning, March down 4.25 to 595.75. May down 5 to 608.5. Minneapolis wheat, March down 3.5 to 630. May down 3 at 646.25. Energy markets are higher this morning. March crude oil up 50 cents to 71.24. April up 53 cents at 71.24. Meanwhile, March and April gas steady, March at 209, April at 231. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 441, March 441, April 449, new crop 413. Cash beans 951, March 956, April 973, and new crop at 962. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 449.25, March 454.25, April 466.75, new crop 423. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 466, April 471, new crop 424. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 441, new crop 423. Cash beans 956, new crop 977. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn 446, new crop 423. Cash beans at 951, new crop 962.
Red Wing grains, March corn 469, April 477, May 479, new crop 434. April beans 1004, May 1006, June 1023, and new crop 994. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and March corn 441, new crop 416, cash beans 960, March 964, new crop 980. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 190 to 221, Holstein fed cattle 165 to 189, market cows 110 to 138, bulls 130 to 169, calves 420 to 980, beef steers 264 to 455, Holstein steers 196 to 312. Sheep markets, market lambs 210 and down, ewes 180 and down, rams 225 and down, goat markets, does 345 and down, bucks 145 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
What's that? I hear angels singing, telling me to make my move. Listen to it, their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is to you. Cause to me it's the rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Love is a rhythm of two hearts.
Tommy's selling used cars, Nancy's fixing hair, Harvey runs a grocery store and Margaret doesn't care. Jerry drives a truck for Sears and Charlotte's on the make. And Paul sells life insurance and part-time real estate.
Helen is a hostess. Frank works at the mill. Janet teaches grade school and probably always will. Bob works for the city and Jackson Lab Research. And Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class of 57 had its dreams. But we all thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds. Or maybe we just thought the world would change to fit our needs. The class of 57 had its dreams.
Betty runs a trailer park. Jan sells Tupperware. Randy's on an insane ward. Mary's on welfare. Charlie took a job with Ford. Joe took Freddie's wife. Charlotte took a millionaire and Freddie took his life.
John is big in cattle. Ray is deep in debt. Where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny, Brenda married me, and the class of all of us is just part of history.
And the class of 57 has dreams, but living life day to day is never like it seems. Things get complicated when you get past 18, but the class of 57 had its dreams. Oh, the class of 57 had its dreams.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the Corn Soy Expo. Thank you to our expo sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anibus Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, and Compeer Financial. We're at the Compeer Financial booth, and joining us is Ty Martin. He is Compeer Financial's Vice President of Ag Lending, and we're going to talk a little bit about the finance markets. And so, Ty, thanks for joining us. Well, first, let's talk about some of these long-term fixed interest rates. Boy, I remember when they were 2%. Well, I don't think we'll be getting that anytime soon.
I don't expect to see that coming in anytime soon either. You know, I've been around the industry for about 20 years now, so not around forever like some people. But at the end of the day, this is about where I started when I came into the industry. And so really, from a perspective of interest rates historically, we're really at a place that is what I would call average or middle of the road. It doesn't feel that way because of how long we had sort of an extended run of really great interest rates for our producers.
Is that the key that we all got used to that those low rates as the norm? And you know, my finance instructor from college would be shaking his head. You would be shaking your head going, no. Wait a minute. This is the exception, not the rule.
Yeah, I think that needs to be kept in perspective. But the other piece, too, that we do need to remember is a lot of operations chose to do long-term fixed rates at those low rates. And that capital being at that low rate there is a part of your average interest rate as a farm, right? So even if you're locking in something in the sevens today for a long-term fixed rate, as an average across your lending that you've done with a co-op like ours, your average interest rate is still lower than even where the market is today, which is a nice place to be and a nice, you know, sort of position to sort of come from to sort of go after the opportunities that are coming at you. And those opportunities, we are seeing people go after those. I think we were a little scared 3 or 4 months ago that we were going to see returns really tank and go to some big net negatives. The numbers that are truly rolling into us here over the winter for most folks is that, you know, while it doesn't feel gangbuster like it had been for a couple of years, they've actually still added a little bit to their balance sheets. The cash flows don't look unreasonable. And with a little bit of the recovery in the corn market, we've started started to feel like the projections for next year still look very manageable with what we're trying to do. So that fear has sort of gone away, and people are feeling a lot better at the end of the meeting than they did at the beginning of the meeting over these winter meetings that we're having.
Talking with Ty Martin, Vice President of Ag Lending with Compeer Financial, you mentioned that. So, you know, okay, we've had those low commodity prices. I mean, I've had to announce them. We've had that rally. The margins, though, do seem to be weathering the storm, so to speak.
Yeah, the margins are really weathering the storm because a lot of people gained a lot of ground during those good years, and farmers underestimate sometimes how good they are at putting hay in the barn, right? I mean, they really did stack away a fair amount of working capital and a fair amount of ability to be able to weather these pieces moving forward, because we aren't in a position where a large percentage of equity for these farms is borrowed out. I think the industry sort of learned those lessons at an earlier time that I didn't have to go through, that my predecessors had to go through, but I think those lessons were well learned, and the folks too that have really survived and thrived over the last decade or two are really the people who really know how to make sure that they keep their costs where they need to be and how to market moving forward. A lot of the folks that were just sort of getting by or making it just happen based upon historically what Grandpa or Dad did, a lot of them exited the market, right? There is less of us in total than what there once was, but the people who are there really know how to do it well. And I think, too, we've seen a lot of people diversify. We've seen them get into other businesses. We've seen a lot of farmers who actually have stuff that they've done value added directly to consumer. We have a lot of different cash flows than we once did. It used to be like one type of cash flow with one kind of Excel calculator that I did for people. There's so much more diversity to those income streams that it's fascinating time to honestly be in the industry.
I would argue, though, what's old is new, because what you just explained sounds like my great uncle's dairy farm just east of Green Bay in the 70s. Yeah, he had his 30 cows, but he had some pigs. He had some sheep. He even, you know, had bulls that he used, and he had chickens. He had a little bit of everything. One might be going down, but the other was going up.
Yes, that diversification is there. It looks different than it did then, right? It's more focused, more specific, maybe going after a certain type of market that's really emerged or created from a consumer standpoint. But yeah, I mean, that is really neat and cool to see that return of those pieces. Maybe even, not that the commodity world isn't still moving forward and getting better at what they do, but those adjacent industries and pieces or opportunities that people can invest in if they have highly productive ground, it's really neat to see those people make those pivots.
Talking with Ty Martin, Vice President of Ag Lending with Compeer Financial, let's talk about land prices. When we've had these low rates, I mean, wild, wild west, and then some, especially in parts of Iowa, I mean, $30,000 an acre, what is going on here? Obviously, some of that has come down, but they're still kind of high, aren't they?
They're higher than where they have been historically, but I would tell you that there are neighborhoods where I call it taking the top off the market. Those crazy sales that would have had a couple of people show up with cheap borrowed money on top of the working capital that they had, those have honestly sort of gone away. We've seen some of those spots where we saw some of those sales where auctions have come back up that are true market sales, and those auctions really haven't been able to get back up. They just didn't have enough horsepower to get there. And so we've seen that sort of top come off the market, but the interest rates themselves have had, I think maybe we've underestimated how much cash is involved in many of these purchases, especially even the ones that are still strong, you know, say at a $14,000, $15,000, $16,000, or $17,000 an acre sale. You would be surprised at how much of that purchase is cash and not borrowed money on average.
That actually then is even what you said about financial conditions, that lends it, because for the longest time, I mean, I'll use the 80s, it was all borrowed, and all of a sudden, now what? Wow, that's a big change.
Yeah, there's a generation of folks out there who weathered through some of the storms we've had through the years, who knew that there would come a time where the neighboring whatever acreage was going to come up for sale, and they put away working capital or built their operation to the point where they had the strength that they knew when that piece would come up, and they knew they'd have to compete against the neighbor for it. They knew they could do what they needed to do, how they needed to do it. Our standards as a lender, and you know, even the good competition I have out on the bank side, our standards haven't changed much. We're still borrowing out relatively conservatively on that ground. So these folks are people that are coming with a lot of strength to make that purchase happen. It's not like maybe it once was, where you can really borrow a large percentage of the value of that property based upon what is maybe a higher sale.
Talking with Ty Martin, he's the Vice President of Ag Lending with Compeer Financial. He had a chance to talk with him at Corn Soy Expo. Finally, let's talk a little bit about the digital appearance, I guess, for lack of a better word. You know, I remember having to, even for a car loan, you know, really, you're going to give me 85 pages for this? I got to fill it out? You're kidding me, right? Now, for myself personally, I got a rural land loan through Compeer, through the Eau Claire office. And it took me like 3 minutes, if that, online. Thanks. I'm glad it's a lot easier.
No, it's the processes, you know, and the transaction has gotten so much easier with the advent of the really digital technologies across the board. And actually, the really nice part about that for me as a lender is I spend so much less time on the transaction and more time trying to bring more value to the clients, right? And so, like, you know, back in the day, I used to drive around with a plat book and my Wisconsin Gazetteer, okay, and I used to drive around and write notes in the margins. These days, all of that info that really is info people would ask of for me, we have all of that digitally now. I have every sale that we've done, all of the stuff our appraisers have touched. It's all in a digital platform that if you call one of our financial officers, they'll actually be able to run your report based on a piece that you're interested in. You'll be able to see comparables across the board. I just, like, the idea of that happening when I started my career, it just felt so far away. And now it's here. And the cool part is now I get to do higher value things for our producers and have better conversations instead of just talking about, you know, what to fill out on the 85-page application that you mentioned. So that's nice.
Well, it also protects the farmers, because if I'm looking at something to buy and I want this land, okay, now you can look up stuff around. Brian, 40 grand an acre? No. You're not doing that. I'm telling you. You'll know that up front.
Yes, you're going to know sort of where that market is. That market intelligence is so much more accessible than it once was, which really helps you from not making a bet on a deal that might have had you go sideways in the past, right? Or that you really, looking back at that, I shouldn't have done that move at that time. But it still doesn't take all the uncertainty out of it. Let's be honest, right? I mean, the uncertainty that we see in particular with the landscape of everything from regulation to what the global markets are doing and the effect that they have all the way to the farm gate, that variability has continued to increase even though we've been able to get our hands around better data locally.
Ty Martin, he's Vice President of Ag Lending with Compeer Financial from Corn Soy Expo. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
FFA members receive one kind of education in the classroom, where they learn the principles of mathematics and science, and then apply their education to experience. Through their collective and varied enterprises, FFA members earn more than $4 billion each year. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA.
Recognizing all of the hard work our local FFA chapters do throughout the year, this FFA salute is being brought to you by Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls.
Security Financial Bank makes crop insurance simple with NAU Crop Insurance. Security Financial Bank offers a full range of multi-peril crop insurance plans, including yield, revenue, livestock, nursery, and more. As a policyholder, you'll also have access to the EasyView Weather app, Policyholder Portal app, and the NAU smartphone app. Hurry, the crop insurance deadline is March 15th. Visit Security Financial Bank today. Meet with Mark Chilson and learn how crop insurance from NAU Crop Insurance can protect your farm operation.
The cold weather continues today in our ag weather forecast with that Arctic high pressure overhead. Now, the Arctic high will continue to affect the weather as well for Wednesday and even into Thursday, but on Friday, we'll begin to see the pattern shift to a Pacific air mass beginning to migrate over the Rockies toward the northern plains. Despite the winds taking a westerly trajectory, looks like the origin of the air will be warm enough, and that will allow temperatures to begin to warm up starting on Friday. The warming trend will continue into Saturday and into Sunday and Monday of next week, where temperatures could rebound back into the low 40s. Increasing clouds throughout the day today, highs near 13, northwest winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, low near 14 below, northwest winds at 5 to 10. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 6, northwest winds at 5 to 10. For Thursday, sunshine warmer, highs near 16, northwest winds at 5 to 10. For Friday, mostly sunny, warmer still, highs near 20. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs low 30s. Sunday, partly sunny, highs in the low 40s. And for Monday, partly sunny, highs once again in the low 40s.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Young people who take an active interest in their futures find a lot to like in FFA. As members of the FFA, they apply what they learn in the classroom and in the field to meet the challenges of 21st century agriculture. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all of our local FFA chapters for their hard work throughout the entire year, this FFA salute being brought to you by Wisconsin Credit Union, taking pride in serving the community.
Whatever your industry or service, we know running your own business is a point of pride. Pride in serving the community and pride in building something greater. And at Wisconsin Credit Union, we take pride in helping you achieve it by offering everything from business accounts to ACH services, business remote deposit and card processing. We also provide the latest online and mobile banking services to save you even more time. And because investing in your business is key to growing it, we provide great rates and fast local decision-making on loans. We even offer the convenience of applying for our Business Express loans online. But what truly sets us apart is the level of personal attention you'll receive from Wisconsin loan officers who really know the local business climate. Because, like you, we're also proud to be a part of it. To find out more about our business loans and services, just stop in or visit our website. Wisconsin Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
When the snow melts, you might find a surprise in your grass. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Fungi may have been growing undetected in the turf, leaving unsightly patches as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
After a harsh winter with a lot of snow, our lawn is always pretty beat up. Iowa State University Extension plant pathologist Mark Gleason says grass packed down under heavy snow is a perfect place for mold to grow. It's an odd fungi that attacks grass when it's dormant. If you have snow mold, Gleason says you'll see patches of sick-looking turf grass that are either gray or pink.
The gray snow mold is more or less rounded areas from a couple of inches in diameter to even a couple of feet in diameter. And these would typically become visible after the snow melts off in the springtime. Almost looks like the grass is glued together. They're in kind of an ashy gray color. Another thing you'll notice with gray snow mold is that there's little pink dots in amongst those gray patches, and the pink dots are about the size of a match head.
Gray snow mold is more prevalent in areas with at least 3 months of snow cover, such as northern states and mountainous terrain. Pink snow mold is common in the Pacific Northwest, and the entire outer ring of the patch is pink. Gleason says, in most cases, you don't have to do anything about it.
One of the encouraging things about snow mold is if the damage isn't severe, if you give it about 6 or 8 weeks in the springtime, typically the grass will grow out of it. So the symptoms, those distressing looking circles of pink or gray, will pretty much disappear as the grass resumes active growth. You might do your normal spring fertilization of your lawn.
In some areas, the snow mold is so severe that it requires the grass to be replanted. Get the upper hand in late fall by applying a fungicide that's labeled for snow mold control. Also,